Yeah, that's right. Welcome back into Game Time. Just brings a smile to your face, George. It's a great song.
What I will say, there's very few things about like me going to sporting events.
Uh-huh.
When you go to a Blackhawks game at the UC,
uh-huh.
they score a goal and that starts playing,
yeah.
there's nothing like it.
No.
Nothing like it.
Place goes nuts. Goes bonkers. It's freaking awesome. All right, before we went to break, we were talking and trying to just manage expectation for Adrian Martinez. Adrian Martinez going into his sophomore season, how I think he can handle it. But we did also mention that George had brought up at a couple breaks that he's got a question for me, and he wanted to ask me this question, and it relates was via basketball, how it relates to other sports.
Yes. So over the weekend, Texas Tech played Baylor.
Yep.
And I'm actually going to play this clip that happened at the end of the game.
I'll right.
hear your thoughts on it.
Hit me.
All righty. Here we go.
Red Raiders trying to dribble this out. Now they're going to get an alley-oop. Oh, my.
This kid not happy. He told him to pull it out.
Benson with the tomahawk jam.
So pretty much what that is, end of the game.
Yep, I know where you're at.
Yep, so Texas Tech is up. A lot of people are saying that Texas Tech's coach, Chris Beard, had no right to be upset at two walk-ons, seemingly just throwing an alley-hoop, throwing down a dunk with 8 seconds left, and they clearly got the game
yeah.
in hand. So you, as a coach, are you for this? Or do you see an issue with what they did?
Here's the lesson that got taught to me. And I learned it early on in life. Very fortunate to be a part of the football program at Grand Island Senior High School in Grand Island, Nebraska. We had no problem. If we could score 56, we were going to score 63. So it's not our job to not play. Okay. Now, the way it changed, or where it really got reinforced to me, was I was helping out with the freshman team at Lincoln North Star, and we played Grand Island, and we played a couple of my high school coaches, and it was almost half, and we were down quite a bit. We had struggled a little bit that game, and they threw a halfback pass. For the sake of the story, 90-yard touchdown. And I just was like, huh. And I was working with some guys that were younger coaches, and they said, those MFers, da 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 da. I said, you want me to go talk to them about it? I said, because get ready for what they're going to say. I said, I'll go fall on the sword for you. But get ready. Basically, I was the bully. Like, I was going to go, ar, ar, ar. So I go around, I look at it was my junior high coach. I said, bud, halfback pass. You're up 21 points. You got to go up 28. And he looked at me and he kind of was taken aback for a second. You know, I can bug my eyes out and look super mean, but I got my guys with me. I got my younger coaches. And he looked me dead in the eye and he goes, you know the rules. If you don't like it, stop it. He goes, it ain't our job not to score.
Ooh.
And I was like, huh. Now, the situation in this basketball game, I'm torn. I'm very torn in it. It's 8 seconds to go. I get it. You don't want to show up your opponent. I get it. Those cats probably ain't been in a game in a month.
Right.
You got to go out and get yours. I know to the coach, he's viewing that as you're not part of the team. You're not executing what we're doing. You're not being respectful to the game. In the game of football, if I run fullback dive and that fullback squirts through there and scores a touchdown, maybe it is what the play is that bothers you more, that it was an alley-oop dunk and all that stuff. It's kind of showy deal. To me, if in that little ninth grade football game, if they run fullback dive for 90, I'm like, yep, we sucked. That was bad.
Right.
We did not stop them. The fact that it's like a trick play halfback pass was the part that kind of stuck in my crowd and some of the other guys' crowd. But then I learned that lesson. I'm like, hey, if you don't like it, stop it. Now, on that side, it's so tough because I know why the coach is pissed. I know why the coach is pissed because he's got to go shake the other coach's hand. And the first thing he's got to say instead of good game is, I'm sorry. Sorry about those two knuckleheads I had on my team. And I think even I read that he grabbed the two kids and made the kids go apologize to the head coach.
In the handshake line.
Yeah.
In the handshake line.
So we wrap this up in a bow. They are outside of the expectation or the culture of what they want to do in the school. We're not here to show you up. We're not here to make you look bad. For the two cats, I mean, I can't imagine how many lines that they're making those two kids run at that next practice. I mean, they're probably still running from that. But I think even the other coach has got to understand. Like, hey, we had a bad day. We got thumped. Now, if I'm the opposing coach, I use that as fuel. Because you know Big 12, you're going to see each other again.
Of course, yeah.
Maybe not this year. Maybe hopefully you get it in the tournament. You remember it for the next year, whenever. You always remember, right? Always remember. Really remember that guy. Okay. You remember when?
Remember when those two walk-ons?
They did this to you? They don't think you can win. They think you're beneath them. They don't think any coach spin you can use. And it is probably one thing I love about coach, because I love just spinning things around like, I used to, they would put us, I mean, I'm coaching a C2 school, and no disrespect to anybody, they're just smaller schools. So, you know, you're lockering in like the girls' like bathroom. Like, it's even a locker room, it's like the girls' bathroom. They don't even have enough respect for you to give you a locker room, blah, blah, blah. Just going crazy. Like, yeah, how dare they? But if you look around, like, well, they ain't got any more room. Like, they got nowhere to put nobody.
There's nowhere else.
This is what we're doing. But to me, it was an angle. So if I'm looking at it as a coach, I'm going to take it as an angle. Like, hey, they came over to apologize, but they still did it. So it's – I understand all sides of the equation. I think if you asked him off record, he had to be pissed in that instance.
100%. 100%.
He had to be mad.
He had to have that reaction.
Part of him, though, was like, hey – go get yours, boys. You're never getting in
the game. As soon as the locker room.
You're never getting in the game again, right. But good job.
As soon as that door closes, it's like, hey, okay, that was great.
Right. But you got to, or you just super spin it and say, hey, how about you work harder in practice? We can do that when the game actually matters.
Bingo.
Instead of being in verbs all time when it's over. Nah, it's a tough one. You got to do. I mean, it's just so tough. It's such a conundrum for me because you want, hey, if you got to get some shine late in the game, it's wrong. But, hey, they did it. And obviously, you don't think about it at the time, but it's one of those when you get done and it happens, and you know, if it makes the Sports Center or whatever, like, hey, totally worth it. it was worth every line we had to run. It was worth every puke I had in the trash can from that running. But, hey. I got mine on that one time. So, yeah, I get it. We'll go to break here. We'll come back with Mike Schaefer. We'll talk all things Huskers when we return here on Game Time 1620 The Zone.